God bless the flag, we all beating our chests. When it's peace, it's the same old game, the same old players, same old names. My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
My skin is my sin.
With the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You're to the, we might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pigs. The people are going to have to stand up against the pigs. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We have brought to trial here Fred Hampton. You are here to judge between two conflicting testimonies. Somebody is lying. Now, reason stands. Reason is very clear here. That Private Jones, who had come from Sanford, North Carolina, would have no great desire to see Fred Hampton up in this trial. But Fred Hampton, a key figure in this community, has great reason for not wanting to be put in jail.
But the state's attorney and the state's attorney's office has reason to see Fred Hampton in jail. We've got a new state's attorney, you see. And he said already what he thought about people that had different political beliefs than he had. His speeches sound somewhat like those of Hitler. And we know why he wants to see Fred Hampton put in jail. Why do I have a lot of arrests? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harassed me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently. And they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me, because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization that will be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people. Right. And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have Black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody said. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with Black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper, this is the oppressed, this is the oppressor, this is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm Black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate Black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here, and you got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are Black, you even got pigs that are Black and white. propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Henry has would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and started to dealing with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Davey, and other than Tricky Dicky Nixon. If you make the right decision, you're going to impress people of the world and get complete satisfaction. I know you return a verdict of not guilty. Thank you. History, and Nelson, will be murdered by Dr. Jeffrey Shepard, in memory of Dr. Maceo Crenshaw Daly, and Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Dr. Maceo, for the past tradition of women.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Man, apparently, maybe I just, you know what, this whole radio thing maybe just ain't me, because I'm sitting up here talking at the beginning of the show, and I had myself muted. And then, of course, like, it is so discouraging, man. I'm not even going to front that every time I try to do a show, something goes wrong, but I guess y'all tired of hearing about that. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just waiting on my computer to actually load up the Blog Talk. I was trying to, I don't know, I probably got 7 things open. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I shouldn't have done that. But it'll open up in a second. And until it does, you know what, we'll just we just chop it up, you know. And again, if you want to give me a call, it's 347-855-8692. If you have a favorite Jay-Z song, if I can actually get anything to actually open up, I will definitely try to do that for you. If you got a clip from Fred Hampton, let me know, you know, and we'll try to get to that. And I'm probably going to have a little dead space today. I have a lot of dead space all the time. Because really, I didn't have anything to say much. You know, the plan was not for me to really be running my mouth. The plan was for me to listen and learn and to appreciate. Because a lot of times I do the shows to help me. And I hope that there's somebody out there that I can be of some benefit to. But honestly, I needed to start doing this radio show, and I have just been, I don't know if you want to say blessed. I've had the privilege, the honor of having some dope ass people on the show with me. You know, shout out to Amber, shout out to Queen, shout out.
With the last words on my lips, I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletariat. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You want to do that. We might not be back. I might.
My bad. He just decided he was going to play that on his own. I, you know what? I'm not even going to say my bad, because I'm not mad at it, really. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got next. Y'all ready for some Jay-Z? Is anybody tuned in? No? All right. I'm ready for some Jay-Z. Let's see what we got. You know what? Let's take it all the way back. Classic Jigga. Mm-hmm.
in my conglomerate, shall remain anonymous. Caught up in the finest click. Live out my dreams until my heart gives out and bought with grave. You know exactly what this is about, what y'all mean. Handling since the teen, I just shout like the point guard off your favorite team. Without doubt, my life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mom was fine till the snow hit it and told me that the mo did it. And now it's kosher things and so acidic. I blow a digit on the diamond in a minute, but no chicken. Watch how we're walking, cause even the thoroughest brothers be knocking, trying to strike a bargain, hoping that they might get parted. Things I'm involved, got me pins and needles. And my cerebral beats are wicked as evil. Thoughts that the sport to feed you. These facts in the game so deep, things to catch up. Freeze off my kneecap, can y'all believe that? Got the city drinking crystals, we up the feet. Players going broke, trying to keep up with me. My rise to riches, surprise the chicken, think harder. You know this, brother. Jay-Z, Sean Carter, GF, Duff, Trieff, Duff. Watch me shine like a bright and be catched up. All rhymers forget it, like all timers. Small timers, I said it. I'm addressing all drama, talk to me. I want money like Cosby, who wouldn't? It's this kind of talk that make me think you probably ain't got no pudding. Players got them kind of dreams from jail. You in the streets, player, make your moves, get your mail. Fellas are coasting the SL, but can't post bail. Roast the L, but scared to throw your toe swell. I'm here to tell fellas it ain't all swell. It's heaven, been as hell, fella. One day you're cruising in the seven, next day you're sweating, forgetting your lies. Alibis ain't matching up, nonsense catching up. Hit with the Rico, they repo your vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago. About to start bitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive you, weak act, hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their caps and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers, East Coast bodyers, West Coast cat pillars, little monkey cats turn gorillas, stopped in the station, filled up for octane, and now they're not sane and not playing, that goes without saying, playing day in and day out with money playing, then they play you out, trying to escape my own mind, lurking the enemy, representing infinities with presidencies, you know.
Alright now, fitting that we all playing games here, being that we all players, you know. Monopoly is a perfect game for us, you know. Right. You know somebody land on your property, they gotta pay, you know what I'm saying? So you know what we gonna do, man? We gonna stop this game, man. We gonna play for real, man. Let's get it on, man. Let's lock this all down.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Now you talking something, man.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah, and yo. In the way the cops sweat him. The number one question is can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck fist fights, the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700s, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Hey, baby, boy, nigga,
where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Uh-huh.
You won't stop,
nigga.
What?
get your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity chump, you JV.
Jay-Z. Nigga, amen. My Bed-Stuy flow's malicious, delicious. Fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Graham chopping. Police there docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking. Yeah. No more mister. Nice guy. Twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols. Blazing. Hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Trying to do, made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong, stay out away from here wrong,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutler had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two pop,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the farm. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooklyn, sipping on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink flow, tossing ya. Mad slugs do your Nordic up. I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
Let's jump into the story of OJ right quick.
By the neighborhood, that's how you rinse it.
I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today, it's worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga. Rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
When they got together, you knew them Bobby Seale, yes, they got together with guns, and there's nothing wrong with that, because we need some guns. Black people need some peace. White people need some peace. And we are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about some peace, because the people that we're asking for peace, they're a bunch of megalomaniac warmongers, and they don't even understand what peace means. And we've got to fight them. We've got to struggle with them to make them understand what peace means. Bobby Seale is going through all types of physical and mental torture. But that's all right, because we said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, and after I'm locked up, and after everybody's locked up, that you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolution. Right. You might run a liberator like Eric Cleaver out the country, but you can't run liberation out the country. You might murder a freedom fighter like Bobby Hutton, but you can't murder freedom fighting. And if you do, you come up with answers that don't answer, explanations that don't explain. You come up with conclusions that don't conclude. And you come up with people that you thought should be acting like pigs, just acting like people and moving on pigs. And that's what we've got to do. So we're going to see about Bobby, regardless of what these people think we should do. Because school is not important and work is not important. Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all. We're going to see about Bobby, because Bobby came and saw about us.
When I saw that he had 16 pieces of adhesive tape strapped across his mouth, when I saw...
I did it again, nigga. Fucked up, right? I know. I know what y'all niggas asking yourself. You gonna ever fall off? No. A lot of speculation on the monies I've made.
honeys I've slayed. I would be for real, is that nigga really paid? Monsters I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck, but only a single going gold? Rockefeller shit foe, and you're left out in the cold. Is it back to charging motherfuckers 11 for a hoe? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. They get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave, while I'm looking at my road, ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in L.A. with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is how bad you want to know. Black. How we do? What? How we do? 98, Primo remix, it ain't nothing different. I don't know what the hell, niggas been sniffing. Jigga still dipping, chrome on the whips and 4 days out the week, find me in the kitchen. Still in the game, nigga, hooked like glue. Poppy gave me one pie, but it cooked like two. I'm a crook like you, cats around my way was buying brand new whips and shit. What could I do, knowing I'm supposed to style? I'm the hustler's poster child, rock lizards and crocodile. Live ironic and whatnot, put all that ice on the face of a watch just to make it hot. Now you see me on them stages, rocks in the air looking like blue lasers. Never fool gazes, act cool rages. I smack them with the two aces, Mac double one. Nigga, I'm troublesome. All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubblegum. Flip bricks like Fred Barney rubbling them. It's the Rockefeller clique, what's fucking with them? Not a damn thing, nigga, we doing our damn thing. Black. How we do? Come on.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree, ladies and gentlemen?
Ha. Well, they call me J-Ho because the flow is religious. Never since I was 16, I was holding digits. I'm seeing the industry clearer. As if I had coke in the trunk and cops in the rear mirror. I slow flows y'all to death, so y'all hoes know who's best. Jigga, the flow be, ay bendito. For the mommies, I hablé español, riquito. Oete, I got timing like a Segway. Now holla back, baby. Jay-Z, you motherfucking right. In the darkest nights, let off my gun for light. To guide y'all through, show you how it's done. I'm the question and the answer like Iverson. Jets be private ones, no gate to lift. So when I take flight, it's from hangar 6. Bang with this, wake up with one in your brain. And the cocaine flows straight, numbing your pain. This ain't your speed, young man. Running your lane, so I could come through doing 100 and change. I put one in your brain, picture that. Who's running the game? Let's get to that. I guess we one in the same, 1,000,001. Once again, Novocaine flow, ho, you ain't know. Like a baller in an Impala, Jigga remain low. Then I pop up, tear your block up, and kick off like soccer. In a Range roll, twist hoes like ankles. To the next time, nigga, I hit y'all with 1,000,000 more. Get more, get more.
Yo, so I got a question for people out there if you tuned in. And if you would like to call in, the number is 347-855-8692. You know, and if you listen to Fred Hampton, I wonder, are people celebrating slogans or his positions, his ideology? Because I see a lot of love for Fred Hampton, but I see a lot of hate for some of his ideas. They don't connect the two per se, but they definitely would disagree. But then, I don't know. And I'm not going to get too far off on a tangent, man, because today is about a celebration, you know. So shout out to you if you're listening. Shout out to your family. I hope y'all doing good. This is Jobs, and you are tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful.
Y'all ready to leave? They not ready to leave. And they not ready to leave.
Concert song is supposed to make you feel. The crowd was turned up on 100. You know, like you can feel Ye. You can say what you want about Kanye. Yes, he deserves it. But a dude can perform. You can, you know, you can feel Jigga. Very dope. You know.
Big Pimpin', baby. That's right. Big Pimpin'. Spinning cheese. G-G-G-G-G. You know I thug 'em, hug 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, but I don't trust 'em.
need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good. With diamond cuffs that'll freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, mama. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them. Till I need the wood, till I need to beat it up. Then it's beep beep, then I'm picking them up. Then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piss and cup. To boss, I'ma split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I'll be forever macking, hardcore to assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Mommy, get your ass in here, let's ride. Check them out now.
Coming straight about the black barrio. Make the meal if I'm sorry.
What?
I sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't f***ing scare it.
What?
Now every time, every place, everywhere we go. Well, stop pointing and say, there he go. Now you know we carry more in a little bit. We don't pull it out. And if you catch a leak when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a thief. Step up your vocab. Don't be surprised. With me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living get so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But you hate now, then you wait while I get your hip butt naked. Just break it. You gotta pay like you way wet with two pairs of clothes on. I get your ass to the back as a blast to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Post it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these zones. Ain't the track that we flow zone. Get hot, the start popping like ozone. We keep on crunk like we really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip and blow.
Big pimpin',
bigger man.
We be
big pimpin', spend the cheese. We be big pimpin' on BLATs. We be big pimpin' down in PAT. It's just that jigger man. Pimp, B-U-N-B. Cause we be big pimpin', spend the cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLATs. Cause we be big pimpin' in PAT. It's just that jigger man.
Stamina be enough for Pamela Anderson Lee. Made my money too long for gambling with me, but I'm still sitting on blades, spitting that babe. Sitting on the corner of my block, hustling, getting off, double what I paid, getting it right through customs. It'll sell by the night, it's extra white. Look, I got so many that the man find out it'll land me in jail for life. But I'm still big pimping, spend the cheese with Bun B, Pimp C, and Timothy. We got chicks in the back of the truck, laughing it up, Jigga Man, that's what's up.
We be big pimping, spend the cheese.
Jay-Z, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Like, I was not a Jay-Z fan throughout his career, but in kind of just, and I'm just randomly picking songs, you know, that I remember, you know, so kind of going through his hits per se. Like, wow, like salute to that king. And I don't think there's anything that I could possibly conceive of saying that would adequately justify the greatness of Fred Hampton. You know, and unfortunately, man, they took that king from us way too early. So it's not much in terms of footage that I could find. You know, not that I had the greatest access in the world. I don't. I just love to hear the brother speak. You feel me?
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Because Bobby came and saw about us.
When I saw that he had 16 pieces of adhesive tape strapped across his mouth, when I saw the gauze around his head, when I saw that his ankles were strapped in leg irons to his chair and his hands handcuffed to his side, I knew that we would unite in this country to stop this outrageous criminal Nixon stampede over elementary human rights. We will free Bobby Seale and we will stop this trial.
A lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Elridge uses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of thing that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalition with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We're going to have to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people. That's an insult, and that's criminal. It's going to take a lot of hard work.
Come on in, little brother. Come on in, little sister. Y'all can sit down and get something to eat. Y'all take off y'all's coat. Sit down, man. Everybody's going to need. Y'all can eat as much as y'all want to.
Right on.
Who wanna play? You wanna steal him? Who all wanna steal him? One, two, three. Who wanna steal him? Raise their hands up. Who, anybody want some milk?
All right.
Whose milk is this over here?
What is it? His brother.
That's good for your teeth, man. It makes your teeth strong. Who left this milk over here?
That's what the Better Security Program is. A lot of people think it's charity, but what does it do? It takes the people from a stage to another stage to another stage. And any program that's revolutionary is an advanced program. Revolution is change. Honey, and you just keep on changing. That's what we do. We take the people in there and take them through those changes, and before you know it, they are in fact not only knowing what socialism is, they don't even have to know what it is. They're endorsing and they're participating and they're observing and they're supporting socialism.
Oh, you finna go to school now? All right. Right on. All power to the people.
That's the people's name. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
Powerful brother, man. Powerful, powerful brother. And what I found most unique and interesting was He didn't stop for the children to calm them down. He stopped for the children because they came first in that scenario, despite what he was doing, to make sure that they was good. You know? And seamlessly went right back into what he was talking about. That's greatness, fam. Truly. You know, and I'm just... Did I play Dead Presidents already? I don't remember. And if you tuned in, let me know in some way, shape, fashion, or form. Damn, and I thought I just put a couple of joints on here. Oh, and I did. What's wrong?
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it's gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having Four Seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, porn change, armor raw down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. Though I can't let you know it, pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my b- watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, that's when our signals got crossed and we got flipped. Rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that. Made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it. It was the cheese. Help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies. Now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy. And then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that. And I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was oh so special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you forgiven me? How was I to know that you was plain sick of me? I know the way living was whack. She don't get it back like that. I'm a man with pride. You don't do like that. You don't just pick up and leave me sick like that. You don't throw away what we had just like that. I was just some girls, I was gonna get right back. They say you can't turn a bad girl good, but once a good girl's going bad, she's gone forever. I'm on forever. I gotta live with the fact I did you wrong forever. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I know I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. What's up, girl?
through, because I really, like, there was a couple more Fred Hampton clips, but they really weren't as clear as I would have liked them, or they were really long, you know, and I don't want to say really long, you know, like, but like 20 minutes or so, I don't know. But what I'll probably end up doing is just playing some that I played earlier that people may not have heard also. So shout out to my one listener, man. Salute to you, bro. wait a minute. Am I muted? Okay, no. I had to check. But yo, man. And that's, damn, who was that? Locksmith was like, without Mike Brown, there is no Jay-Z. You know, like they, it's as if they won't allow us to keep too many great ones simultaneously. You know, man, like shit just, pisses you off sometimes, bro. I tell you, not even gonna lie. And I'm trying to see what else I got in the chamber from Jay-Z. That's definitely not Jay-Z. No, that is not Jay-Z. No, that is not Jay-Z. And I know I just uploaded a couple of joints, right? Okay. Yeah, I just did. So let's jump into this right quick.
When I came down the car, she was fucking right there.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. But if you shoot me, then you famous. What's a nigga to do when the streets is watching? But I keep blocking, waiting for you to break. Make your first mistake, can't ignore it. That's the fastest way to get extorted. But my time is money, and 25, I can't afford it. Beef is sorted like a diver. Sharpness is you bought it. I pull a slide back and cock it. Plan to board it. You and your mans get a pass. This rhyme, you're operating off time. Y'all niggas ain't worth my shells. All y'all niggas trying to do is hurt my sales. And stop trips to John McNeil. The type to start a beef then run to the cops. When I see you in the street, got one in the drop. When I'd rather be on tour getting 100 a pop. Taking pictures with some running the drop. The streets is watching. Blocks keep clocking. Waiting for you to break. Make your first mistake.
That's three. That's three. It's the initial block. And you boys are
advertising. Man, it's hard not to kill niggas. It's like a full-time job not to kill niggas. Can't chill, the streets is watching. When you froze your arms, niggas wanna test you when your gun goes warm. Can't get caught with your feet up, gotta keep your heat up. Sweet niggas running around swearing sweeter. Once you tag lane, the game is follow the leader. Everybody wanna be to your Skrilla, so you gotta keep it realer. Kidnap niggas wanna steal you. Broke niggas want no cash, they just wanna kill you. For the name, niggas don't know the rules. Disrespecting the game, want you to blow your cool. Force your hand, of course that man's plotting. Smart enough, the streets is watching.
Going soft is a habit, you know? You have to keep yourself man.
When the streets is watching, blocks keep clocking. Waiting for you to break, make your first mistake. Can't ignore it.
It's just realized for me to you. God. That girl, you throw it away. It don't matter.
My street mentality flip bricks forever. Know me and money, we like armed co-defenders. Nick, we stick together, shit, whatever for this cheddar. Ran my game into the ground. Harder to keep it, indictment time came around. And you could look up and down the streets and I can't be found. Put in 24-hour shifts, but that ain't me now. Got a face too easy to trace. My mouth got slow leak. Had to hire a team of workers, couldn't play those streets. Stay out of space like Mercury, you jerking me? Hectic, had to call upon my wolves to send. Nick the message and said this, let's play fair and we can stay here. I'm trying to transform you boys to men like daycare. Hey, there's money to be made and Nick got the picture. And stop playing with my paper and we
got richer and hard times fell upon us. Half of my staff had warrants, the other half in the casket lay dormant. I felt like life was cheating me. For the first time in my life, I was getting money, but it was like my conscience was eating me. Was this a lesson God teaching me? Was he saying that? I was playing the game straight from hell, from which view came back. Like bad cold temper die, was my mind framed back. When I was thinking simplify, was turning cocaine crack. Ain't a whole lot of brain to that, just trying to maintain the stack. And I could lie like two trains that's on the same track. But get my life together like the oils I bring back. In the bottom of the pot, when the water gets hot, got my transporter, take it across the border then stop. Set up shop with a quarter of rock. Here's the plan. For 3 straight weeks, get slaughtered the block. But you know the game's cool, it f***ed up me and my dudes. One trial could wipe me out faster than the cops. And this unstable way of living just had to stop. Half of my niggas got time. We done real things. My 94 became the subject of half of y'all niggas' rhymes. Public apologies to the families of those caught up in my sh**. But that's the life for us lost souls brought up in the sh**. The life and times of a mind excited with crime. And the lavish luxuries that just excited my mind. I figured I risk myself, I just write it in rhyme. And let you feel me, and if you don't like it, then fine. The mind state of a nigga who boosted the crime rate so high in one city, they send National Guard to get me. See?
Yo, fire. Y'all know I'm from Detroit too, right? What up, though? Big Sean in the building.
Remember dark skin to me? But I go by Starlito. Saying I'm a bad guy. Why is that? From my back against the wall, nigga.
Oh, yeah, it goes click, clack, pop. Explaining to her why I can't be a husband. I just hop up in the Chevy and I crank it like I'm Soulja Boy. Fall up in the club and I shake it like a Polaroid. Hear a little rumor and they just take it overboard. Maybe because I do what I do with no remorse. I got one way to go and that's up. And I might appear interested, but I don't give a fuck. I gotta pick it up, so I'ma need a truck. And I'ma need a driver, so bitch, buckle up. Man, what the fuck is up? I know they ain't hate. The two touch them up. I know they can't take it. Been around the world, but I'm good in my zip code. And you may hate me, but your bitch don't. And she knows that.
I ain't no ordinary nigga. Look around and say what ordinary gets you.
It ain't.
Extraordinary figure. I'm an extraordinary nigga.
Cause I do what I wanna do when I wanna do it. You see, they just talk about it. For me, I get to it. I'm getting to that money. Ain't shit you can tell me. I've been told them. Ain't nothing else.
Okay, I'm hands on with everything I do. I buy it, I weigh it, even tie the bag too. Got some mid, I can wholesale, then buy me a car. Plenty Kush, hey, bang, go and buy some more cigars. Roll up, light it up, get higher than Mars. If you ain't grinding hard, then you're trying to starve. Look, I'ma say this once, so I hope you niggas listen. Don't bring me around your girl, I better stole you niggas, bitch. Fuck the niggas, I'm patiently waiting in the crib with my K and extreme surveillance. Slightly paranoid, so I'm leaning late. I'm dead serious, fuck you, I mean it, pay me. Otherwise, leave me alone. Don't call a nigga phone. I've done fine this far without featuring on your song. Financially, I'm situated, so it takes more to scare me. My gun's extraordinary, leave you in a mortuary. I ain't no ordinary nigga. Look around and say what ordinary gets you. Extraordinary figure. I'm an extraordinary nigga.
Cause I do what I wanna do when I wanna do it. See, they just talk about it. I get to it. I'm getting to that money. Ain't shit you can tell me. I've been told them. Ain't nothing else there.
Crash the charge. Beat, 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 feeling like a back massage. Hey, Coach, give me that old school knock. For my niggas with the systems and them old school drop. Well, you say you getting money? No, you not. All eyes on me. I'm so too pop. I roll through the block and holler at my homies. Pistol in my lap. Does anybody want to turn the page on the calendar? Twice I'm off probation. Let's talk birds. I just bought some more like the Ravens. They served at your nuts. Take me for a joke, I swear I'm not playing. Probably somewhere weighing, taking a quarter out your
pound of dro. Do that four times, voila, I got an ounce of smoke. Started in the hood, still in the hood. Getting money as you should. It feels so good.
Ain't no ordinary nigga. Look around and say what ordinary gets you.
It ain't
extraordinary figure. I'm an extraordinary nigga.
I do what I wanna do when I wanna do it. See, they just talk about it, but me, I get to it. I'm getting to that money. Ain't shit you can tell me. I've been told them. Ain't nothing else.
Alright, fam. My bad for talking through the song where not really. That was just trash, though. And it just would not, like, I had the whole time I had it on mute. Or as close to mute as you can get on Blog Talk, I turned the volume all the way down. And it just decided, you know what, bro, I'm playing. I don't care. Okay, well. Let me see. So what I end up doing was, I did find a couple of other Fred Hampton joints that I want to see if I can get in here. So, and if you got any thoughts or any requests, let me know. You know, I only put this in a couple of groups, to be quite honest. It wasn't nothing well thought out, to be quite honest. It's just I felt compelled to do something. So, it is what it is. But I think we do have some interesting things here. And I'm going to keep it a stack. You hearing these with me, you know. Like that Jay-Z and Big Sean, like, first off, it didn't even sound like Jay-Z except for the hook. Maybe I missed it talking through it. I don't know. But that was just like a really poor remake of another Jay-Z song. So, no knock on the king, you know. We all, players mess up. I'm not mad at the man. You know, and somebody just tagged me in a post, too, about the way he was sitting in that interview. Are you serious, bro? And that is about as petty as you can be. Like, I am a petty person, but wow, that is petty. Like, we talking about Jay-Z. You know, like, by all accounts, has positioned himself and his lineage for greatness moving forward. And, you know, you got to give him his props. He wanted the best to ever pick up a mic. I can no longer front on that, you know. So, like, if that man want to sit in a weird position, like, hey, bruh, like, Russell Simmons was doing yoga 20 years ago. And we thought that was weird, too. Not everybody doing yoga. You know, you going to start seeing dudes sitting like that, watch. Just because Jay-Z did it and y'all made a big deal about it. But anyway, let me see if these two clips were able to load up and we'll get back to the show. And I'll just have to find some better Jay-Z songs. I'm not sure. See, now I'm not even sure about the Jay-Z and Game and Rick Ross because I've never heard that one either. Wow, man, that's, oh, wait a minute, nope, we played that, that's horrible, I literally just loaded two Fred Hampton clips, and for whatever reason, it just, it decided, no, bro, it's not happening, so what we gonna do is, I'm gonna talk to you for a little bit longer, and I know you're probably bored, and you probably hung up. And I feel you. I probably would have hung up, too. You know, I'm not really that interested, but I do appreciate us. And I appreciate the things that we have done. You know, And even if I don't necessarily agree with the content of a person's music all the time, I can respect growth. I can respect an attention to detail. Oh, and you know what? Hold on. I might actually have this in here now that I think about it. Because I was not, for some reason, I was thinking that I had to look for Fred Hampton. And actually, it's, I don't think it's under his name per se. And it is not. I bet. Salute to the God, man. Rest in peace, King.
Do you think you're free, Officer Dunn?
Yes, I think I'm free.
No more questions, Officer Dunn. God help you.
So we say, we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the Panthers are doing. That's what the Panthers are doing all over the world.
We have brought to trial here Fred Hampton. You are here to judge between two conflicting testimonies. Somebody is lying. Now, reason stands. Reason is very clear here. That Private Jones, who had come from Sanford, North Carolina, would have no great desire to see Fred Hampton up in this trial. But Fred Hampton, a key figure in this community, has great reason for not wanting to be put in jail.
But the state's attorney and the state's attorney's office has reasons to see Fred Hampton in jail. We've got a new state's attorney. And he said already what he thought about people that had different political beliefs than he had. His speeches sound somewhat like those of Hitler. And we know why he wants to see Fred Hampton put in jail. Why do I have a lot of arrests? Because of harassment. Why is that harassment? Because the people that harassed me have set up a problem that made me disagree with them violently. And they set up this problem in order to exploit me and other people like me. And why they want to get rid of me, because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people, and if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization who'll be the first organization they'll move on, because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not, and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people. And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbilly, I hate Indians. So we fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here, and you got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white. Propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Henry had would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and started to dealing with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Daley, and other than Tricky Dicky Nixon. If you make the right decision, then the oppressed people of the world will get complete satisfaction. I know you return a verdict of not guilty. Thank you.
Greatness, bro. It's not really any other way to put it.
You know, you're talking a lot, and I can see what you're saying about the anarchy and the whole trip about that with the SDS, and yet, like, you and the people around you seem to be, like, always in danger. You know, you could be killed as you walked out of here, because this happened to a lot of people in the Black Panthers and all the black movements. And, like, can you be sure that your movement, are you strong enough now, you know, that are you going to go on? Is the Black Panthers, if you are killed, will the breakfast program go on just on a, you know, day-to-day type level?
Well, last year we started 3 Breakfast for Children programs. This year we gave those 3 to the people, and they're running those Breakfast for Children already.
And the people are.
Right. And our whole program is geared toward educating the mass of the people. And that free health clinic that we have, the people in the community are going to run that clinic. And after a while, we're going to give them that clinic, and we're going to move on to higher levels. Because we understand the difference between the vanguard and the people. We're not going to practice imperialism. We're going to keep out there setting up some new examples, some new revolutionary programs that the people can basically relate to, because basically people are progressive and basically people are revolutionary. We're not worried about them killing anybody, because I think that, you know, they jailed Huey P. Newton, and they ran Cleve out the country, Elvis Cleve out the country, and they jailed Bobby Seale, and we got David Head up there now, who's very capable, most capable of running the Black Panther Party, and they can just take all of them they want to. We're always going to have someone to fulfill that position, because that's the type of organization the Black Panther Party is. We don't produce buffoons, we produce leaders. But everybody in the Black Panther Party, on any type of cadre, he's becoming a leader. We can, our minister, deputy minister of health in the state of Illinois, can run the Black Panther Party, and so can anybody on his cadre. So all that they're involved in is an excursion in futility, because anybody that tries to deal with wiping out the leadership of the Black Panther Party is dealing with a time-wasting, it's a futile effort to seize some type of power that can never be seized, because it's a type of flowing power, and it's a type of unending flow of his power. Every time somebody moves, we're just producing more and more people, you know. And you know how the story goes. They had a chance at wiping out power is what got them in the mess they're in now. Wiping out power is that's what's got the Black Panther Party on their asses, you know, because they wiped out so much power. So I think they're about tired of wiping out power. They wiped out Martin Luther King, and they wiped out Malcolm X, you know what I mean? And they wiped out all these people, and these people were produced. So I think that in the near future, you'll see programs initiated by the government, that they'll probably have the CIA protecting people like us. Because when they wiped out Huey P. Newton, there was Cleaver popped up. I know very well that they said, we wish to God that we had have kept Huey P. Newton on the scene, because this motherfucker's out of his mind.
Right on. Right on. Shit.
That's dope, man. That's so dope, man. And I don't think I'm going to do the whole 2 hours, man. And I'm not going to be able to put this on YouTube, because they're just going to take it down, because I got all these Jay-Z songs. You know that's not happening. That's why I didn't even bother doing it live. They'll flag my channel, my account again. You know, and like I say, it was kind of like therapy for me. You know, and I hope somebody out there somewhere listened along with me, and it allowed you to reflect It allowed you to re-energize. And maybe I played a song or two that you felt, you know. Whatever it is, can't knock it.
Okay, okay, all right, big man, you want to make some big bucks, huh? Let's see how tough you are. You know something about cocaine? Dígame! You kidding me or what, man? There's a bunch of Colombians coming in Friday, new guys. They said they got two keys for us, for openers. Pure cocaine, you telling capiche. I want you to go over there, and if it's what they say it is, you buy it and you bring it back. You can do that, you make $5,000. Meet at the bodegas, noon Friday, you get the buy money then. Oh, and Chico, if anything happens to the buy money, receipt. Jeez, he's gonna stick your heads up your asses faster than the rabbit gets fucked.
Just talk about yo, I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, I yeses, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the next Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up. You can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you are?
Damn.
Maybe one
damn
day you'll be
damn.
A star.
That scene out of state where I drop my sling. I'm deep in the south kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your worst fear confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Getting down for life, strap. You better learn why I play with fire, burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worms, produce G's like sperm. Collect spread like germs. I got expensive hoes with expensive clothes. And I sip fine wine to spit vents and slows. But y'all know. Yeah, cause you can't knock the hustle.
But until then, they say I'm the one who's crazy. And that's the way I'm making it be.
You can't knock the hustle.
Niggas
lunching, punching the clock. My function is to make munch and lay back munching. Sipping Remy on the rocks, my crew. Something to watch, nothing to stop. Unstoppable, scheme on the ice. I gotta hot your crew. I gotta let you niggas know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Auto off the champagne, crystals by the bottle. It's a damn shame what you're not, though. Me, slick like a gato, fucking Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a nut and he got a nut and what? Straight bananas, can a nigga see me? Got the U.S. Open, advantage jigger, served like Sampras. Play fake rappers like a campus, the Tigra. Son, you're too eager, you ain't having it? Good, me either. Let's get together and make this whole world believe us, huh? Admire Raymond, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment. Until we even, leaving, as long as I'm breathing. Can't knock the way a nigga eating, fuck you even.
Make me feel.
Cook it raw with the Brooklyn boys. And for one last time, I need y'all to roll. And for me, there should be no more. But for one last time, nigga, make some noise. Who you know fresher than whole? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rappers like Angie rapping his rhyme. I'm Young H.O. Rap's faithful dead. That's the take over the globe. Break bread, I'm in global stress. Bonus best. Other country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. When you're young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole. Crack the can open again. Who you gonna find over the hell with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. So you gonna see you can't replace him. With cheap imitation of me, can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drop a couple of hits. Look how they wave to you. From R.C. to Madison Square. The only thing that matters is just a matter of years. It's faithful to have it. J status appears. B on the all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. Well, I was hard like Jordan wearing the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you. It's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I've blown you to smithereens. Cocksucker, take one for your team. I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. Wrecked yourself, sold out concerts. So motherfucker, if you want the encore, I need you to scream until your lungs get sore.
This man is mean. He's killing all y'all jackers. Y'all want more than Jigga Man. But if y'all want more than Jigga Man, then I need y'all to help me bring him back to the day. Say ho, come on, say ho.
I'm gonna tell you what. And when the beat come back in, you come back on the stage and the crowd will go up like that.
Another city that loves an MC like New York loves Jigga. I don't know. But on that note, man, I'm out. Appreciate a couple of y'all that tuned in, a couple more that did check it out. And I know somebody is saying that, you know, it's an odd combination to celebrate them simultaneously, but that's kind of what we do, man. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful, and I hope I've done that and honored both these kings. Rest in peace again, Fred Hampton. I think that's all that needs to be said. Salute.